சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 8 வெர்ஸ் 11. யதக்ஷரம் வேதவிதோ வதந்தி விஷந்தி யத்யதயோ வீதராகாஹ யதிச்சந்தோ ப்ரஹ்மசர்யம் சரந்தி தத்தே பதம் சங்கிரஹேண ப்ரவக்ஷ்யே. We are seeing the topic of Krama Mukti as the answer to the 7th question asked by Arjuna. The importance or significance of the Prayana Kala Smaranam, Anta Kala Smaranam. By remembering the Lord at the time of death, person goes to that Brahmaloka and attains Krama Mukti. How he attains Krama Mukti there? After getting self-knowledge, there also by studying Shastram from Brahmaji, attain Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam, Moksha, called Krama Mukti. To go to Brahmaloka, one has to be a Nishkama Upasaka. To go to Brahmaloka also, one has to be a Nishkama Upasaka, means not seeking anything from the Lord other than Lord. One should not seek anything else from God. What they have to seek? Only that Lord alone they have to seek, not any worldly pleasures. That is called a Nishkama Upasana. Throughout the life, if he performs that Nishkama Upasana and remembering the Lord, Ishta Devata, Rama or Krishna, Shiva, and that Bhagavan's name will go to subconscious level. And at the time of death, when the subtle body dissociating with the gross body, at that time also, at subconscious level, the mind, nama, he remembers the Lord very easily. That's why Bhagavan said, Abhyasa Yoga Yuktena. By Abhyasa only one can remember the Lord at the time of death. Because at the time of death, our will is very, very weak. Will is weak. So your vasana alone can come to the surface. And one more important point we have to remember is, generally people have a doubt, what travels after death? What travels after death? What is that going to Swargaloka and Brahmaloka? What is that? That is Jiva. Ajnani Jiva only travels. Jiva means here subtle body. They call it as soul. Soul, S-O-U-L, soul. Soul will travel. Sukshma Sarira, along with the Prana, the whole package, Pancha Jnanendriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, Pancha Pranas, and Manasu Buddhi Chitta Ahankara, 19 faculties put together, Jiva. That Jiva, along with the Chidabhasa, and the Chidabhasa also RC, RM2, RM3, RM1, he is dropping here, gross body, and he travels. That is called Jiva Yatra. Jiva Nudaya Yatra, Jiva Yatra. Jiva travels. Which Jiva? Only Ajnani, ignorant Jiva. The one who do not know, I am Atma, Brahman, not recognizing here, not attending the Wednesday class. The one who skip this class, they have to travel. Not Gita students. Gita students have only Sadhyo Mukti. Adhyayeva Mukti, Sadhyo Mukti. Another point now. This is what we have to note. Jiva means that soul travels. But self, the Atma, all pervading the self, doesn't travel. This is what Nachiketa asked Yamadharmaraja. What travels is Jivatma. Self doesn't travel. Self means Atma. Atma is all pervading. It need not travel. It cannot travel. Clear? Atma cannot travel. This Atma, Jivatma travels. Ajnani Jivatma travels. Please note this. Because people have lot of doubts about what is that travels. Departure. Departed soul. People in the condolence and all they talk. Let there be a peace for departed soul. And the departed soul is this Ajnani Jivatma. I, the Atma, never travel. So, Shastra says, claim yourself as a non-traveler Atma. You want to be a traveler or non-traveler? You are all pervading. How can you travel? That's why claim yourself as Atma, Brahman, Chaitanyam. But here the topic is for a person who is a non-Gita student. Non-Gita students also have Krama Mukti, but difficult. Remembering God is difficult. At the time of death, how difficult. What they remember? Prayana Kale, Yad Aksharam Veda Vidaha Vadanti. Hey Arjuna, Sangrahena Pravakshe, I am going to explain you briefly about that Paramatma later. Te tat aksharam padam yat veda vidaha vadanti. This aksharam brahma, nirgunam brahma, I am going to talk you later. That is my personal favorite topic. Now some people, ajnanis are there. For them I have to tell. They are also going to attain nirgunam brahma only. Even krama mukti, are you following? Krama mukti also, they are going to attain Nirgunam Brahma only, not Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means formed God, Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. That is only for LKG, UKG lesson. Those who cannot understand this abstract subject, for them a form is given. So that is called Alambanam. We take that form, personal God, impersonal forms, you know, symbols, Omkara, Salagrama, Shivalinga, so many symbols. Symbols are many. Many symbols are there. But personal God is only one. One God. You take any symbol. So Omkara is one symbol. That is, he is going to talk later. Now, Veda Vidaha Vadanti. Veda Vidaha, the knowers of the Veda speak about what? Yatu Vitaragaha Yatayaha Vishanti. The knowers of Brahman talk about that which is dispassionate, achieved by the dispassionate ascetics. Vitaragaha means, raga means passion. Vitaraga means dispassion. Vita Raga means dispassion. Yatayaha means sages, saints, mahatmas. Vishanti means previshanti, attain, accomplish. Vita Ragaha yatanti nirgunam brahma atraiva. Sagunam, not sagunam, nirgunam brahma, they attain here. Other upasakas are all not Vita Ragaha. They are not ascetics, no? They are not sages. They are all samsaris. And doing upasana, so and so. They are also good. but they are not having that much capacity to renounce everything here. That's why they are in the world and doing upasana, puja and all. Okay, they also get krama mukti. But some people, they talk, wise people talk about those people. Vitaragaha accomplish. What that aksharam brahma? Yad aksharam vedavidaha vadanti. Ichchantaha yat brahmacharyam charanti. Ichchantaha by desiring which? Jnanam ichchantaha yat jnanam ichchantaha. Unlike people, unlike these upasakas, there are some people who attend what? Gita class on Wednesday between 11:30 to 12:30. Ichchantaha. You are all ichchantaha. What? Aksharam brahma jnanam ichchantaha. Brahmacharyam. That is called brahmacharyam here. Brahmacharyam charanti. Brahmacharyam means here not bachelorhood. Brahmacharyam means here, Brahma means scriptures, Veda. Charya means study. Those who are interested in the study of Prasthanatrayam. So, Aksharam Brahma, Jnanam, Ye Janaha Ichchanti, Te Brahmacharyam Charanti. They take to scriptural study. They come to the class, Gita, Upanishad, Prakarana Grandhas, Brahma Sutra, and they are committed to that. They give time for this regularly, weekly, yearly, decades. They study, they think all the time about this. That is called Brahmacharyam here. Brahmacharyam means, Brahma means scriptures. Scriptural study. That is why that boy is called Brahmachari. Now you understand what we are talking, not understanding the Vedic intention. He is a Brahmachari. Who is Brahmachari? Not married. We are thinking. But Veda is not thinking in such a way. Veda is thinking, Veda's intention is this. Brahmachari means once you take Gayatri Upadesham, the boy, he cannot live as he likes. There are rules and regulations. Once Gayatri Mantra taken Upadesha, he has to live a strict disciplined life. Designed to study scriptures. First, Veda Adhyayanam, Parayanam. First, chanting, recitation he has to learn. Then, Puravhaga Mimamsa, Uttarabhaga Mimamsa. Brahmacharya means that is the meaning. Now, this Brahmacharya not at all relevant at present world. Nobody is studying scriptures. They are studying only computer, studying engineering, MBA, CA, only they are studying. Who is Brahmachari nowadays? No Brahmachari. Because nobody is studying scriptures. Our children, they are not exposed to this. At the age of 9, 10, 11, they have to take up chanting. At the age of 25, 30, they have to do Mimamsa. Because already mantras are all there in the mind. Then he can do that word analysis with the help of the guru. This is the Vedic design. Now it is in a skeletal form. Somewhere in ARK convention center, some people, you know, time pass, not you all, some people, they come and sit, they are listening in such a casually. This study becoming secondary, aparavidya becoming primary. Those days, aparavidya, materialistic science is secondary. This study is primary. Shastra Vidya is primary. Brahmanveshanam is primary. Aparavidya livelihood study is secondary. Now it is what? Ulta. Aparavidya is predominant, primary. This Brahma Vidya is once in a week. Ade, if I keep day every day, how many of you can come? I doubtful. Every day if I keep class, people cannot. Weekly once, many times we are absent. if we keep every day. But that studies every day. Every day they are going college, every day they are studying. Why we are not giving time? That itself shows that is primary importance, this is secondary importance. The day should come in this country again, every day scriptural study. Every day scriptural study means, Swamini, how can we survive? People are talking, that say, okay, come weekly once, we say. Anyhow, come to the point. Brahmacharyam charanti, and they take to Gurukula Vasa Lakshanam Ityartha. Brahmacharya means scriptural study. Next shloka, up to here we saw in the last class. Now exact topic is coming in the 12th and 13th shloka. What exactly has to do while leaving this body? Now Prayana Kala Smaranam topic. Sarvadvarani Sayamyam Manohrudi Nirudhyacham Murdhyadhayatmanah Pranam Asthito Yoga Dharanam Murdhni Adhaya Murdhnyadhaya. Now, first point, sarvadvarani samyamya. Now, see the person. Just imagine, a person is on deathbed. Okay. Now, he is a nishkama upasaka. Sakama upasaka, we are not talking. Sakama upasakas at the time of death, they, because of their punya, they go to Swargaloka. That is a different topic. Now, what is here? No? The upasaka is on deathbed. What he has to do? If he wants to get kramamukti, sarvadvarani, all sense organs, panchajnanendriyani, panchakarmendriyani, whole sukshma shariram, he has to withdraw. Sanyamya, having restrained, having withdrawn. Sarva dvarani. And all from Indriya Golakams, the flesh part, what you are seeing, nose, ears, eyes, these are all called Golakams. In that Golakam, the Indriyam, the power, hearing power, seeing power, smelling power, that power is called Indriyam. That power is called Indriyam. That Indriyams, he has to withdraw from that Golakams, from corresponding Golakams, each Indriyam. Because at that deathbed, all sense organs are not functioning, slowly becoming feeble and feeble. So the power he has to withdraw, Sanyamya. Where he has to withdraw? Hrudi. He has to be drawn to the Hridayam. Not only sense organs, Manaha Nirudhya. The mind also, having confined the mind, bringing the mind to the status of without any Sankalpa and Vikalpa. Manaha Nirudhya means making the mind without any Sankalpa or Vikalpa. What is the definition of manas? Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha nischayatmika buddhihi care of tattva bodha. Tattva bodha is what? Adu ennumo engo ketta maadhiri irukken. Sankalpa vikalpaka manaha nirudhya. The mind is no more having any resolve or any sort of vagueness. Sankalpa, vikalpas are not there. Mind is blank. Sense organs withdrawn. Now, mind is also included in subtle body, jiva. Sense organs are also included in subtle body, jiva. Then they have to drawn towards what? Where? To hridi, hridayam. ஆதாய, ஹிருதி ஆதாய டு த ஹார்ட் அண்ட் ஹேவிங் ஃபிக்ஸ்டு சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் இந்திரியம்ஸ் ஃபிக்ஸ்டு. தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹீ ஷுட் நாட் ஹியர் எனி அவுட் சைட் சவுண்ட். ஏன்னா இந்திரியம் உள்ளே போச்சு ஹிருதயங்களுக்கு. ஸ்மெல் ஆல்சோ ஓன்ட் ஃபங். தட் இஸ் வை இஃப் யூ ஆஸ் கேட்குறதா கேட்குறதா என்ன என்ன கேட்குறது பீப்புள் ஸ்டாண்டிங் இன் க்யூ. அத்தா பையனு, சின்ன பையனு, கசின்னு, சித்தப்பா, பெரியப்பா, பாட்டி, எல்லா மாமிஸ் எல்லாரும் ஸ்டாண்டிங். ஜானாதி மாம், ஜானாதி மாம், டு யூ ரெக்கக்னைஸ் மீ, டு யூ ரெக்கக்னைஸ் மீ, தி கோ ஆன் ஆஸ்கிங். ஆக்சுவலாக வி ஷுட் நாட் ஆஸ்க் லைக் தேட். சப்போஸ் நிஷ்காம உபாசகா ஹேஸ் சப்போஸ் டு வித்ட்ரான் த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், ஹி ஹேஸ் வித்ட்ரான். நீங்கள் போய் ஜானாசி மாம் ஜானாசி மாம்னு என்ன தெரியும்? ஆல்ரெடி சென்ஸ் ஐஸ் மே ஓப்பன் பட் தேர் இந்திரியம் இஸ் நாட் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங். தட்ஸ் வை தேர் ஐஸ் லுக்ஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட்லி. இயர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஒன்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷன் பிகாஸ் இந்திரியம் ஆல்சோ ஆல்ரெடி கான் டு ஹிருதயம். தட் இஸ் வை உபாசகாஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் டெல் டு பீப்புள் டோன்ட் கம் எனிபடி நெக்ஸ்ட் டு மீ வென் ஐ எம் லீவிங் த பாடி. தேசே முன்னாடியே சொல்லி வச்சுருவான், டோன்ட் கம் அண்ட் டிஸ்டர்ப் மீ அனு சொல்லிடுவான் உபாசகாஸ், பிகாஸ் தே நோ வாட் தே ஹாவ் டு டூ. வை யூ பீப்புள் ஹாவ் டு கம் அண்ட் ஜானாசி மாம் ஜானாசி மாம் அனு கேட்டான் எதுக்காக? No use. That is why upasakas are always quiet while leaving the body. Okay? So, hridi, adhaya, fixing the, in the hridayam, pranam, atmanaha, one's life breath, having fixed in the hridayam. See, how many has come here? Breath in the prana means pancha pranas. Then manaha and indriyani, all package has come to hridayam. Atmanaha prana means here atmanaha means not sachidananda atma, one's own prana breathing. That's why breathing also will here it won't function because it has gone to the heart. Heart matram konjam 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 dub 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 nu theriyum. Doctor vandinga munju paapara out ani solluvar. Idha prana golaka may be there, lungs are there, but prana withdrawn its function and that goes to the hridayam. Bayapadadengo, okay? Nalla enjoy this topic, okay? Enjoy this topic. How Shastra gives a picture, clear picture what happens. Generally when person is dying, we have lot of doubts, no? Enna agrathu paapom, eppadi pora, enga pora, idella doubts irukka illaya? அதை பற்றி தான் அனாலிசிஸ் பண்ணுறோம் நம்ம. இப்போது நல்லா என்ஜாய் பண்ணுங்க சப்ஜெக்டு, ஓகே? பயப்படாதுங்க. யுவர் ஆல் வேதாந்த ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஐ நோ. மூர்த்னி ஆதாய, வேர் டு ஃபிக்ஸ் திஸ் பிராணா இந்திரியம்ஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ஹேவிங் ப்ராட் டு த ஹிருதயம். எல்லோரும் ஒரு இடத்துக்கு வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் தானே கிளம்புவோம். எங்கே டூர் ஏதாவது போகணுன்னா கூட வாட் டு யூ டூ? எல்லோரும் வந்தாச்சான்னு டிக் பண்ணிக்குவோம், நேம் பை நேம். ஜஸ்ட் முரளி டிட் தேர் நோ ஸ்டாண்டிங் தேர் ஃப்ரம் த மார்னிங் 9:30 வந்து ஆளாரங்கு போங்கோ போங்கன்னு. அது மாதிரி எல்லாம் லிஸ்ட்டு வரணும் ஃபஸ்ட்டு. ஸோ பிராணாஸ் வந்தாச்சா? ஆ ரெடி. சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆ ரெடி. மைண்ட் ரெடி. எல்லோரும் வந்தாச்சு. இப்போ ரெடியாக இருக்க ஜர்னிக்கு. ஆ எல்லோரும் வந்தாச்சப்பா கிளம்பலாம். அது மாதிரி மூர்த்னி ஆதாயா மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மரந்திரே. பிரம்மரந்திரே சஹசிராரே. ஹியர் சஹசிரார். ஃபஸ்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஹாவ் டு கோ அண்ட் அசம்பிள் தேர் இன் ஹிருதயம். ஃப்ரம் ஹிருதயம் ஒன் சுஷும்னா நாடி பிகின்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த சுஷும்னா நாடி கனெக்ட்ஸ் டு பிரம்மரந்திர. So, you, that Upasaka has to bring all sense organs, mind and prana to Hridayam. Having come there together, now here journey from Hridaya to Sahasrara together journey. When they are coming from sense organs, prana, all these things separate from their own places. Mailapur, T. Nagar, Anna Nagar, Madri. Everyone comes to Ukkandhika. If you go to the tour, you can go to the tour. That's Madri, isn't it? So people are staying in different places. Once you want to do a tour and they assemble one place and go together to that place. Adi madri, okay. அது மாதிரி ஆல் தீஸ் மைண்ட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் கம் டு ஹிருதயம் ஒன் பிளேஸ் அசெம்பிள் ஃப்ரம் தேர் தே கோ டுகெதர் ஃப்ரம் சுஷும்னா நாடி டு பிரம்மரந்திரா த்ரூ பிரம்மரந்திரா மூர்த்னி மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மரந்திரா ஆன் த டாப் ஆஃப் த ஹெட் வென் த சுஷும்னா நாடி அமர்ஜஸ் அவுட் ஃப்ரம் தேர் நவ் சுஷும்னா நாடி சீஸ் எஸ் எஸ் ஆல் ஆர் ரெடி யூ கெனாட் லீவ் ஒன் ஓகே சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம்ல எல்லாரும் 19 ஃபேக்கல்டிஸ் டுகெதர் ஆல் ஆர் ரெடி சுஷும்னா நாடி அமர்ஜஸ் அவுட் இட் ஓப்பன்ஸ் அண்ட் இட் ஓப்பன்ஸ் த சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் ட்ராவல்ஸ் த்ரூ த சூக்ஷ்ம சுஷும்னா நாடி அண்ட் கோஸ் டு பிரம்மரந்திரா பிரம்மரந்திரா ஓப்பன்ஸ் கபாலம் இஸ் ஓப்பன் தெர் இஸ் நோ ஃபிசிக்கல்லி யூ கேன் சி எனி இண்டிகேஷன் தேர் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீர நீட் நாட் பிரேக் த ஹெட் அண்ட் கோ ஓகே பீப்புள் டோன்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீர நீட் நாட் ரிக்வயர் எனி என்ட்ரன்ஸ் கேட் வித்தவுட் என்ட்ரன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ இட் கோஸ் தட் இஸ் வை இட் கோஸ் டு திஸ் கபாலா அவுட் கபாலம் அப்படி இன்டாக்டாக இருக்கும் ஒன்றுமே இருக்காது சாஃப்டாக இருக்கே பாரு சாஃப்டாக இருக்க பாருன்னு சொல்லுவாங்க சாஃப்ட் ஆகிடுத்த ஆமாம் சாஃப்ட் ஆகிடுத்தன்னு அப்படி தான் போயிட்டாருன்னு அர்த்தம் இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு சின்ன வயசுலும் நீங்கள் பார்த்தாலும் இந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் பண்ணுவோம் ஸோ பீப்புள் வித்தவுட் சாஸ்திர பேக்ரவுண்ட் தே ஆல் நோ திஸ் இஸ் கால் விருத்த வியவஹாரம் விருத்த வியவஹாரம் தென் ஆஸ்திதா யோகதாரணா ஒன் ஷுட் டேக் டு யோகிக் கான்சன்ட்ரேஷன் இதெல்லாம் பண்ணுறதுக்கு சும்மா பண்ண முடியாது யூ ஹாவ் டு சிட் இன் லையிங் டவுன் ஆர் சிட்டிங் இன் யோகிக் கான்சன்ட்ரேஷன் தட் பிராணாயாமா ஹி ஹாஸ் டன் நோ லாங் ப்ராக்டிஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ப்ராக்டிஸ் இஸ் ஏபிள் டு வித்ட்ரா த பிராணா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த சமா தமா மைண்ட் கண்ட்ரோல் சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல் பிரத்யாகார அஷ்டாங்க யோக அபியாச ஹி இஸ் ஏபிள் டு வித்ட்ரா த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஓன்லி யோக தாரணா by focusing yoga dharana means omkara upasana yogasya dharana yoga dharana tam that dharana yoga dharana means sixth step of ashtanga yoga see how many steps we are talking here ashtanga yoga pranayama because of that practice is able to focus dharana means what sixth step யமநியம ஆசன பிராணயாம பிரத்யாகார ஸோ பிரத்யாகார ப்ராக்டிஸ் ஹி ஹாஸ் டன் திட்ஸ் வை ஈஸி ஃபார் ஹிம் தாரண தட் இஸ் கால்ட் யோக தாரண பை தட் ப்ராக்டிஸ் யோக தாரண ஹி பிரிங்ஸ் ஹியர் தென் வாட் நவ் நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்திர ஸ்லோகா வி வில் ரீட் ஓமித்யேகாட்சரம் பிரம்ம வியாஹரன் மாமனுஸ்மரன் யஃ ப்ரயாதி த்யஜம் தேஹம் சயாதி பரமாம் கதிம் நவ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி டெல்லிங் வாட் ரிமெம்பரிங் வாட் ஹீ இஸ் ரிமெம்பரிங் ஓங்கார symbolically he has giving one symbol om ekaksharam brahma om iti vyaharan mam anusmaran now ready for journey where is going na the upasaka should remember now he has to chant om om so either rama bhakta can chant ராம் கிருஷ்ண பக்தா கேன் சாண்ட் கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஸோ டு ரிமெம்பர் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் ஓம் ஆர் ராம ரெகுலர் ப்ராக்டிஸ் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வாட் யூ வேல்யூ தட் யூ ரிமெம்பர் ஆல்வேஸ் வாட் யூ வேல்யூ தட் யூ ரிமெம்பர் ஆல்வேஸ் ஜெனரலி பீப்புள் வாட் தே வேல்யூ மணி they value their family members like that one story swamiji used to say one person is on death bed parvati devi so very consider, no? She want to give mukti for him, krama mukti. Then asked Shiva, "Hey Nadha, why can't you go and bless him at the time of death? Please go and bless him." Then Lord Shiva said, "He don't want us. He is interested in only family members, his property, possessions, all those things. He is not interested in us. Why we have to go?" Then Parvati said, no, we let us go. Let us go and help him." "Okay, let us go and see what he says." Then Shiva said to Parvati, "If he says Amma, we'll both of us go and both of us go and stand next to him. If he says Amma, you go near to him. If he says Appa, I will go near to him." So both of them went there. And waiting for him to utter Amma or Appa. "Ah," he said. Then Parvati tried to go next near. You know, full ahla, complete ahla word, "Ah." She expected that he may say Amma. Then Shiva thought he may say Appa. But he said, "Ayyo." "Neither Amma nor Appa. Ayyo." So Parvati cannot go near Amma. Appa, Shiva cannot go near. So then Shiva looked at Parvati. "I told you, no. This is the people. They are not interested in Bhagavan. They say only Ayyo. Because throughout life, uttering the word Ayyo, 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 last span, no? That time also what comes? Ayyo only comes. Throughout that lifetime, we see any time problem comes, Ayyo, Ayyo, Ayyo. That is why our people intelligently, I told you in the last class, they keep name of the Lord to their children. Because of attachment, you call them. They have to come near to you. At least, tappi tavari adadu solluveni, they will keep that name. Another Telugu, they used to say one more story. Narayana, Narayana, they say utter the name. This person is not able to say Narayana, Narayana at the time of death. They showed this, what you call coconut and the fiber, nar, nar. Adi konnu vanda nara and half chonna kuda punyam varume ani solli konnu. Adi kaamikara. Idu enna anukara nara ani chonna at least nar. Adi chonna kanisa half of the name of the Lord is finished. He get some punya. So they came, bought that nara and nar and showed. Even he said, "There is another name for Naru, Pichu and Cholita." Pichu ke another name in Telugu, fiber ke another name, Pichu. And Nara ani kuda cholale. Enna Pichu Pichu ani choli palagi, adhe cholita. So gone, that also. Adhu maari, indha maari, nariga stories solluva chinna padisla. Why they say all this, na? Very difficult to remember these stories, why? Indha amma appa story. Naru Peach story, yadukkaha? For whose sake? The mind, what it is already engrossed, that only it remembers. Idella chollradukkaha da idellame. So now we have to understand when our people, anning time also, and the anning varumbodhu Krishna Krishna an solluva. Kottayam varumbodhu Krishna yadukku? Appadi, eppovume, while sitting, while getting up, every time Krishna Rama, Krishna Rama. Not Ayyo. Don't say Ayyo. That is why in our houses also from childhood, whenever we say Ayyo, don't say that word, they say. Do you remember? They say, don't say Ayyo. Yenna, and the appa amma ayya story they may be knowing. Appa koda Ayyo oru unna. And Ayyo angara amangala vartai koda, they never allow us to utter. Utter Rama, Krishna, not Ayyo. Every word they check. They never allow. Nowadays, all these disciplines are gone. This is called Vriddha Vyavahara. Again. Now look into the sloka. Om iti aksharam brahma. Akshar. Om the uttering Omkara, Vyaharan means uttering, Uchcharayan, Tadarthabhutam, Mam Ishwaram. So Omkara represents Ishwara. All symbols and Pratima and Pratikam, all are finite forms. Finite. They are symbolized. Finite indicates the infinite. The Omkara, Saligramam, Shivalinga are name or form. They are all finite forms. You have to invoke the infinite in that. Mam Anusmaran. In Omkara Pratikam, as he is uttering, Om, as he is uttering mentally, because Vagindriyam is not working, mentally he has to chant that. While chanting, he has to remember that Paramatma, infinite God, Vyaharan. What is that? Ekaksharam Om. Ekaksharam means monosyllable. A syllable is one which has one vowel. Om is a monosyllable. Only one vowel. Om. Monosyllable. Nowadays, asala Omkara, what we are writing in Sanskrit, in any language, it is not there. That's what Swamiji is telling. In the A, U, put together Omkara. And they write what? Half Akara, half U, and in the top. It is a new formation. Omkara is a new formation. First, they write like Sanskrit Omkara, Akara half, then U, U ippidu poduva. Adukapram inga ippidi potti cross oru pulli potta um. A U um om. Idu monosyllable. One vowel it is. Actually that is not there. You can write om potti pulli podanu. Okay, Brahma amam anusmaran, remembering me. Saha yaha prayati, the one who departs, Dehatyagarupa Maranam. Dissociation of subtle body with gross body alone is Maranam. So, Deharupa, Sthula Dehatyagarupa Maranam. Prayati, Tyajan Sthula Deham. By dropping the gross body, leaving the gross body. Yati paramam gatim, the phalam he is giving. That upasaka attains paramagati, supreme goal. Saguna Ishwara Dhyana Dvara Kramamukti. Saguna Ishwara Dhyana lead to Kramamukti. In Kramamukti he gets jnanam. You have to supply all this. He studies Shastra, then he understands consciousness, existent principle, then he gets Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikya. One that's over. Our Kalamitar, Kramamukti, Adanjitar. Over. Subject over. Seventh question is answered. Saha Yati. That Upasaka attains me in the form of Jivan Mukti. Next shloka. Ananyachetasatatam Mam Yo Mam Smarati Nityashah Tasyaham Sulabhav Partha Nitya Yuktasya Yoginah For whom it is possible. Lord Krishna is giving a clues. This remembering the Lord and attaining, going through Shuklagati and attaining Kramamukti, it's not easy for all people. All people cannot go to Brahmaloka. It is out of question. Very, very difficult. Really speaking, coming to class and getting Sadhya Mukti is easy. After listening to this chapter, students are telling, Swamini, I don't want Kramamukti. ஐ வாண்ட் ஓன்லி சஜ்ஜோ முக்தி என்ன, இது படித்தாலே இவ்வளோ கஷ்டமாக இருக்கு. தட் இஸ் வை சஜ்ஜோ முக்தி இஸ் பெட்டர். நா லுக் அட் தி ஸ்லோகா. மாம் ஸ்மரதி நித்யஷா. மாம் ஸ்மரதி மீன்ஸ் ரிமெம்பரிங் மீ கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி, சததம், கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி, நிரந்தரம், சர்வதா, ஆல்வேஸ். ஆல்வேஸ் மீன்ஸ் மார்னிங் அண்ட் ஈவினிங், வீக்லி ஒன்ஸ், நோ நோ நோ, ஆல் த டைம். நாட் ஓன்லி ஒன்ஸ் இன் சிக்ஸ் மந்த்ஸ், ஒன்ஸ் இன் எ ஃபெஸ்டிவல் டைம், ஒன்ஸ் இன் எ வீக், ஒன்ஸ் இன் த மார்னிங் அண்ட் ஈவினிங், நாட் லைக் தட், சததம், ஆல் த டைம். Breathing is once in a while or every moment. As you breathe, Nama. As you breathe, Bhagavan Nama. You have to say. Who will do? Like that. This is the Satatamanna. All the time. 24 hours. 24 into 7. The 7 days, 24 hours. Means all the time. Satatam. மாம் அனன்யச்சேதாக, ஆல் த டைம் வித்தவுட் எனி செகண்ட் தாட். அனன்யச்சேதாக மீன்ஸ் வித்தவுட் பீயிங் எ சைடு ட்ராக்டு பை எனி அதர் கோல்ஸ் இன் த லைஃப். ஓன்லி பகவான் இஸ் த கோல், அல்டிமேட் கோல். தி பீப்புள், positions, relations, all we think they are giving support to us. And family members also think, wife always worry about husband. Suppose if I go before, who will take care of him? He also thinks same way. If I go before, who will take care of her? This is wrong thinking. Who will take? Bhagavan will take care of. Bhagavan will take care of. Really speaking, both of you are taken care of by Bhagavan only. People go on worrying about children. Children worry about parents. Parents worry about children. Who will take care of? Who will take care of? Who is taking care of? As though we are all taking care of. Never. Bhagavan only is taking care of us. That we have to remember. Adi varavai varada manasukulla. Your sampada or anything, what it is not really yours. Because of that you are not happy. Your sampada is with you because of Bhagavan. Your wealth is with you because of Bhagavan. Your body is association, sukshma stula shriram, is because of Bhagavan. Everything is because of Bhagavan. He will take care of. Why can't we rely upon him? We rely upon local reliance. Not on the reliable God. That is what weakness, no? Ananya chetaha, with an undistracted mind. Anya chetaha means distracted mind. Distracted with what? Local relations and possessions. Distracted mind. But this bhakta is undistracted mind. Means what? Knowing that these people, these possessions can never protect me. Because they themselves are not having security. They themselves do not have security. How an insecure person, insecure thing can protect me? Think panna vendamo. I am depending upon another person. That person is depending upon me. Both of us are insecure. Insecure plus insecure. Insecure plus insecure is insecure square item. So double insecurity. So a person who want to get security, you should not depend on another insecure person. That person is also insecure. Nothing is secure in the world other than God. That ananya chetaha, he partha, nityashaha satatam mam smarati. Nityayuktasya, with a steadfast mind. With a steadfast mind. Uttama bhakti ityarthaha. Uttama bhakti is what? God is myself. Even after attaining jivan mukti, while living itself, God is not separate from me. And think pannanam kanisam. God is not separate from me. God is here. God is inside me. God is with me. God is only taking care of me all the time. So God is not a means, a sadhanam. I am not going to use Him as sadhanam. He is ultimate for me. My life is full with God only. Andha madri bhakti irukkanum, uttama bhakti. Otherwise, adhama bhakti, manda bhakti lo, God is only a destiny. I want to reach Him, I want to reach Him. Ange engyo irukkar, reaching na. Or using the Bhagavan as a business bhakti. So all adhama bhaktis. So the sakama to nishkama to nirguna, how much we have to travel, you see. Adi vandada and the shanti, ananda, trupti, everything comes. Otherwise we won't get it all. Here only. Nitya yuktasya, tasya yoginaha, to such a yogi, upasaka nartham. I am easily aham sulabhaha. I am easily accessible. Sukhena labhyaha sulabhaha. I am easily accessible to such a person who is committed to me alone. Whose mind is undistracted. Nothing attracts him in the world. People or possessions, anything can never attract him. He is always attuned with the Lord. Bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. That is called bhakti. Bhaktanaku eppome Bhagavan only. Ordinary people, what? My support is bharya. Bharta. Bharta thinks my support, my emotional support, my everything, my bharya. Bharya thinks my support is my bharta. None of them are bhaktas. Bharya thinks bharta is my support. Bharta thinks bharya. No bhakti at all. Bhaktana irkaname tavare bharya bharta vandu. No security. Neenga sannyasi swami appadiya solluveenga ungalku theriyadhu. Bharya bharta na enna relation paarunga oppa orutharku orutharkaga loving na. Yes, maybe. Bharta bharya is very, very close relation. Both are each, you know, made for each other. It is true. But not like God. These are all impermanent relations. Bharya bharta, when it has come? After marriage. Before marriage? Before marriage what? You are permanently related to God, not bharya or bharta. This is a temporary relation, has come in time. A relation which come in time, it has to go away. It has to go away. Dissociation takes place. Before marriage, what was your relation with whom? Tell me. Your permanent relation is with God only. Even after leaving this body, the wife or husband are only related to this body. Bhagavan relation is even after leaving this body, Sula Sariram, even in another body also, Bhagavan, you are related to. Even leaving this body also, you are related, Sukshma Sariram related to Bhagavan. Even you enter into another body also, related to Bhagavan. Not to this physical body, this bharya, bharta, temporary relation. Even son, daughter, all temporary relation. But we are enamored by these relations and neglecting, ignoring Bhagavan. We are not ananya chetaha. We are anya chetaha. Bhagavan oru pakkam, idu oru pakkam. Idu oru pakkam, adu oru pakkam. Because we have still hopes in this anatma relations, temporary relations. There is something like a dog, you know, eating the dry bone and getting blood from its own flesh. And thinking that a dog is thinking blood is coming from so much from that bone. How can it can come? Even you feel happiness, joy from your children, family members, possessions, that is not coming, that joy from that. That joy is coming from Bhagavan. Which is within you, Atma Swarupam, it is coming. Not knowing this fact, we are full and full ignorance. Shastra says, come out of this. come out of this misconception. Mamu petya punar janma.
Mamu petya punar janma.
Dukkhalayam ashashvatam.
Dukkhalayam ashashvatam.
Napnuvanti mahatmanah.
Napnuvanti mahatmanah.
Samsiddhim paramangatah. Now from 15th shloka onwards up to 22nd shloka, Lord Krishna talking about two forms of human goals or two types of human goals. What are those two goals? He says, having reached me, mam upetya, mam ishwaram upetya, mam upetya, first word. 15th shloka, first word, Mamupetya means Nirgudam Brahma Upetya. Because this Kramamukti, Upasaka also attained what? Nirgudam Brahma only. Don't think Kramamukti, Upasaka go and merge with Rama, Rama Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta go and merge with Krishna. Irandar Kalandar. And the Madri, there is no merging with form. இவர் அங்கே போனாலும் கூட அதே நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா அரூப பிரம்ம ஜானம் ஹீ ஹேஸ் டு கெட் ஆர் ஷீ ஹேஸ் டு கெட் நோ அதர் வே தேர் ஃபார் மாம் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த இன்ஃபினிட் பரமாத்மா இஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் இஃப் ஹீ மெர்ஜ் வித் ராமா மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் ஃபைனைட் ஃபார்ம் ஹவு டு யூ நோ வென் ராமா ஃபார்ம் இஸ் தேர் ஹுச் ஃபார்ம் இஸ் நாட் தேர் கிருஷ்ணா ஃபார்ம் இஸ் நாட் தேர் If Krishna form you take, Rama form is not there. In formless, infinite God, all forms are included. In bangle, there is no chain. In chain, there is no ring. But in gold, all forms are hidden. Another example we'll take. From ocean, waves are coming. Waves are coming. Wave number one, wave number two, wave number three, all these waves are, each wave is different. Each wave is, one wave is big, born 2 minutes before, another wave is small, born later, sun, okay, born later, 2 minutes later, like that. You take, but each wave is different, but wave is, by itself, it's water. It was water, it is water. It ever will be water. Second wave, was water, is water, ever will be water. It's a wave, big wave related to small wave. Be careful, another big wave comes and beat you, trashes you. This wave is telling, because both are together, no? கொஞ்ச நேரம் வந்த உடனே ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் ஆகிட்டார் ரெண்டு வேவ்ஸ் அண்ட் திஸ் வேவ் தட் வேவ் போத் ஆர் கோயிங் டு டிஸப்பியர் அட் தட் டைம் வெரி இஸ் இட் நெசசரி திஸ் வேவ் ஹேஸ் டு ரிகக்னைஸ் திஸ் வேவ் ஹேஸ் டு ரிகக்னைஸ் அவர் டூ ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் ட்ரூ த வேவ் ஃபார்ம் இஸ் நாட் ட்ரூ ரியல்லி போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் பிலாங் டு ஓஷன் வி ஹாவ் கம் ஃப்ரம் ஓஷன் Even as a wave, I am in ocean. Wave gone outside from the ocean. Where is wave? As a wave, I am claiming, where am I? As a wave, I am in ocean. Now this body wave here, wave chodnapadu nanna irukku swami. As a body wave here, husband wave, wife wave, son wave, daughter wave, all waves are where? In Paramatma ocean. Ishvara is the ocean here. We are there. But how many of us remember? After 12:30, we forget everything. Wave avadu, Paramatma avadu, Swamini. Ayyo, naapam irukkanum. Adha ananya chetahana. So that's why people have lot of goals, different goals, forms they are taking. All forms merge in formless. all ornaments only gold, all waves are nothing but water, like that all jivas, all bodies, all relations are nothing but one Paramatma. But people have two goals, three goals, four goals. He says, Mam Upetya Mahatmanaha, that means infinite formless God having attained me, the great souls, Mahatmanaha means who made a right choice in their life, Mahatmanaha, Na Apnuvanti Punarjanma, they do not take rebirth, who are all studying Bhagavad Gita, or Upasakas at least, if they manage to go to Brahmarandra and Shuklagati, they also attain. Mam Apnuvanti Ashashvatam Dukkhalayam Paramam Samsiddhim Gataha. Paramam Samsiddhim Gataha. They cross over this ephemeral, miserable world. They have attained me, the highest goal, moksha, by Kramamukti. Now Lord Krishna consolidated. They have liberated from this body, they never get Punarjanma. Punarjanma, Ashashvatam, they do not take a rebirth. Na apnuvanti Punarjanma. Mahatmanaha Mam Upetya, the right choice, the one who taken the right choice, and they attain me, either Sadyomukti or Kramamukti. Since it is a Kramamukti, they have attained me, they will not born again. Punarjanma na apnuvanti. What type of Punarjanma? Again, if they take also, Ashashvatam Dukkhalayam, they won't take, they won't come to this alayam. The world alayam is Dukkhalayam. We know only Shivalayam, Ramalayam, Krishnalayam, but the world is Dukkhalayam. Dukkhalayam means adhidaivika, adhibhautika, all tapams are there. Dukkha misritatvam, bandhakatvam, atruptikaratvam, all are there. Dukkhalayam, dukkhasya alayam, dukkhalayam. Not only that, it is ashashvatam, which is an ephemeral abode of misery, precarious world, breakable dukkhalayam. So in this, the world which is full of imbalance, like a world balancing the apple on the nose. This whole world is like, you know, you balance the apple on your nose, you cannot balance. The whole world is like that, is full of imbalance everywhere. So, Paramam Samsiddhim Gataha, they have attained me, the highest goal, they will not return again, they will never get again. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam won't be there. For whom? Those who attained this Kramamukti. So, Sadhya Mukti Chalanuma in Kramamukti ke Janma Illana. Once you get knowledge here itself, this birth itself is not there. Where is the question of next birth? So, all the best. No? Not for all the best, for next birth. Namukku birth. Adhikana all the best chola kodadu. All the best enna nalla pannu parikshala pass pannu chonna. Andha maadhiri kediyadu. So, he attains moksha anartham. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.